Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The Republic of Ireland beat Belgium on aggregate last night to win promotion to League A for the World Cup qualifiers. And substitute Abby Larkin, you might have heard Abby's family on with Oliver earlier this morning, in great joy and great voice, Abby scored a last minute winner in a game where the girls in green lost 2-1 on the night, but crucially they secured a 5-4 aggregate victory. Here's what Abby had to say to soccer correspondent Tony O'Donoghue after the game.
One of the best feelings I've ever had. Especially like the credit to the girls in the second half, I'm telling you. We fought through even though the score wasn't going our way. We never gave up, and that just shows what we're all about, and that shows that we're Irish and we'll never give up. And as soon as the goal went in, I was like, wow. I actually was about to start crying, it was that good, but I had to focus then for the next 2 minutes.
So your family are here, and did you go over to them?
Yeah, I blew me my kiss, to be fair. I'd say she was crying in the sands, but it was amazing even having them here to experience that with me was... in a feeling I'll never forget, and I really appreciate them.
With more on this, I'm joined by RTE Sports presenter Marie Crow. Marie, we'll talk about what this means for the team, but what a night for Abby Larkin.
Oh, it was brilliant. And she's a young player. I think it was her time to have that breakthrough moment. She'd went to the World Cup, hadn't really pushed on since then. So to step up when she did, a player of the match performance, she was described after the game as being a bundle of energy. And she was just that. And it was fantastic. She mentioned her family being there. The fans, Claire, were amazing. To see 300 travelling fans over watching a women's game, it's remarkable, really, because things have moved on so much for so long. Nobody supported the Ireland team. So that was a big moment as well, I thought. And for Abby, it was just brilliant.
So they lost the game to Belgium. But as I explained there, they won the tie overall in the Nations League playoff. Will you explain to us why this was such an important game last night?
Yeah, it's such a strange feeling because it was a defeat, but it was overall a win. Look, we're very much focused now on the World Cup in Brazil 2027. Ireland lost out and going to the Euros just gone. So getting to a World Cup in a major tournament is really important, but it's quite a difficult thing to do and it's quite complicated as well, Claire. So basically, they need to be in Group A to be guaranteed of a playoff. They're going to be playing against much tougher opposition now, but the fact that they're up there means that they will have a really decent shot because they'll be playing lower ranked opposition when it comes to that playoff. So they've taken a step closer and it's a much smoother pathway as well. They will probably struggle against some of the top teams because they're just not at that level, but playing against teams that are of that higher opposition will stand them in good stead when that playoff comes around. And, you know, if they get one shot, maybe two playoffs, two chances at it, it's brilliant for them. And they're pretty close now to Brazil and the Copacabana Beach maybe too.
When do they find out when they face in League A or Group A?
So that's going to be in November. So November 4th, there is going to be a draw and they'll know then who they're going to be playing in the next while. If they win the group, they're going to qualify automatically, but it's more likely that they'll be relying on the playoff because they will be up against some really tough teams.
So what are people saying about the reason for this success and the great vibe around the women's team? I mean, I know the manager, Carla Ward, has been in that job for almost a year now. Has she managed to find the best way for that team to play?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a combination. So when Carla took over, things were in a little bit of a stage of transition. A lot of the big players had left and we'd Niamh Fahey on the panel last night. She stepped away. Megan Campbell has just stepped away. So there was a transition period and Carla was very much focused on a style of play that she had adopted in past jobs and was almost wedded to that approach. But over the last two legs, she's changed that. She's looked at the personnel that she's had and she's adopted an approach that suits her players. She's also kind of brought things back to basics. So Ireland have a really strong identity and I don't think they'd leaned into that as much, but over these two Belgium games we're seeing the hard tackles, the commitment, Abby said it there, they didn't give up right to the end, and those characteristics are very much back in the team. So I think it's a mixture of Carla just maybe seeding a little bit of her philosophy and then the players stepping up as well and bringing what we know they can do best, which is just bringing their Irishness and just getting on with the job, and they've done that.
And Katie McCabe, of course, she earned her 100th cap last night and she's been a really influential captain for that team, hasn't she?
Oh, she's been brilliant, Claire, and she took over the role like in her early 20s. Like she went into a team and there was players years there, much older than her, but she was handed that captain's armband and she took it on. And even at such a young age, to get 100 caps, it shows how committed she is, how dedicated she is, because you have to turn up, you have to give up your time and go and play all these matches, and she's done that. But sometimes I think she's a little bit underappreciated. Women's football is so competitive. She's playing with Arsenal, she's playing with one of the best teams in the world. They won the Champions League, she's part of that. She's setting the standard, she's leading the team, she's given everything, and she was just brilliant over the two legs, and hopefully we'll have her for a number of years yet, because I don't know if there's anyone at her level coming through, but I think she deserves so much credit for everything that she's done.
Yeah, of course she does. And then before we come to November now and find out who those big games are against, there are a few friendlies coming up, aren't there?
Yeah, there is going to be a couple of friendlies. They haven't confirmed who the opposition are yet. Hopefully there'll be a few glamour ties, because when Ireland start winning, you get interest, and like, look, no more than the men's team playing Portugal. Football fans want to see the big players as well, so we're hoping that we might get some of those big teams. I know Carlotta said she'd love to be playing England in Wembley. Who knows? But yeah, the eyes are very much on this team now. The pathway is pretty clear, and hopefully we'll all be heading to Brazil, Claire, in 2027.
Marie, thank you so much. Wouldn't that be lovely? Thank you very much for being with us. Marie Crowe there, who is RTÉ sports journalist. Coming back to some of the messages still coming in about table quizzes and fundraisers. Years ago, says this listener, I was working on an archaeology dig in Dublin, and one evening we went to a table quiz. I wrote down the wrong name of a tennis player on our sheet, and I thought we were having fun. But no, the facial expressions of my teammates, the silence, the coldness after my mistake. I realised I was amongst very serious table quiz people. Well, generally people who sign up for table quizzes are, they do take it really seriously. You can't be doing that, listener. You can't be putting down the wrong name for the crack. For our school table quiz in support of school policies, we had a no phone policy. Tables put their phones into Ziploc bags. Now, that's taking it very seriously, isn't it? They could only access it after each round, and the committee members circulated the room. They were the invigilators, and it was a great success. Yeah. And Mark says that Shay is a tonic, and we can all agree on that. Shay definitely is a tonic. We will be back after this break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.